Well, Merry Christmas. Super good to be home. We have been on a tour. Latest place we've been is North Carolina. And there's a family out there called the Jekas family. You know the Jekases. They normally book us in several places over a course of 2 to 3 days. And so let me tell you, it is so good to be here. I don't know if you've noticed. Oh, man. But when you came in, how many little Robinsons did you count?
Yeah. One more than normal.
One more. Yes. How many of you know what the number of completion is in the Bible? Seven. I am complete. I used to say Tenor was my last one because I named his middle name as Poet. And I tell people, Poet, he is my last stanza. I was wrong. And so I'm going to be sharing more about that in a little bit. But today I would entitle my message, The Gift. So with that said, let us pray. Father God, we love you, Lord, and we thank you so much for this day. You are so good, for you are God and we are not. We ask you, Father God, to just open our hearts, Father God, and show us in the eyes of our hearts your plans that you have for us, Lord God. I believe it's Jeremiah 3:33. You say, just ask and you will show us those things that we do not know. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we just ask you to take this time and thank you for your gift, Lord, your son, Jesus Christ. So in your name we pray, amen. So have you ever wondered, why Christmas exists? Have you ever wondered, why is there Christmas? Well, back in October when I was already searching what I was going to be speaking about today, that was my question. Why is there Christmas? Why does Christmas exist? I'm going to tell you. Christmas exists because sin exists. If there was no sin, there would be no reason to have Christmas. Because as you know, Jesus Christ was born to cleanse us of our sins. This goes back to Adam and Eve. Christmas exists because there was a scar on humanity. Christ came to cleanse us of that. God sent us Jesus, and Jesus, Christmas, fixed sin. Isaiah 9:6 is what we're going to be looking at today. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Christ was not born to establish an economic craze called Christmas. Christ is indeed Christmas. Christ came for one reason. And that reason was to crush the head of a serpent, Satan. Christ came to defeat our enemy. So God gives you this day and every day a gift. My kids will tell you that under our tree at home, there is nothing greater than the gift that God has given. If you do not catch them early, they will think that Christmas is a brand. Christmas can be plugged in. Christmas can be charged up if you don't catch them early. There are times when Tenor will walk past the tree and he will kick a box. I ain't touch it, Mom. I ain't touch it. What's in that box, Mom? He'll go and he'll kick it a little harder next time. What's in the box, Mom? I don't tell them what's in the box. Of course, we as parents enjoy their surprise, right? But there is a box that God gives you to open right now. Actually, he gave it to you to open 2,000 years ago. There is a box. It is a gift from him to you. What is in this box? What is in God's box? What is in his gift? So if we opened up his box, I am sure that we would find broken chains of addiction. That is in God's box. That is his gift. Broken bondage. Bondage broken. Bondages broken. That's in his box. Healing. Healing is in his box. Anointing is in his gift. His box. Strength to persevere in hard times is in his box. What is in his box? Three nails are in his box. One for the right, one for the left, and one for his feet. What is in his gift? A tree made into a cross that his son hung on. What is in the box? A body broken for us, blood shed for us, mansions waiting for us is in the box. peace that surpasses all understanding is in the box. Forgiveness, redemption is in the box. What do you think he wrapped his present, his gift in? What do you think he wrapped his box in? Some of the most beautiful paper, maybe, that glittered and shined? No. He wrapped his box in the blood of the Lamb. He wrapped his box in the precious blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. That's what the box was covered in. If you do not receive the box, what do you have? Funny thing is, we know the event. We know it by heart, some of us. And lo, there were shepherds abiding in a field, keeping watch over the flock by night, and there were angels. Came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone around them. Shepherds were afraid. The angel said, "Fear not, for behold, we bring you tidings of great joy that shall be unto all people. For born this day in the city of David, a Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord." We know it. We know the event. But we're still missing the point. We know the event. Why are we still missing it? Look again at Isaiah 9:6. "For to us a child is born, to us." Wait, who's us? Who is Isaiah talking about? I believe Isaiah was talking to believers. I believe he was talking to believers. Why? Because a gift must be received before it's yours. So if you are given, us a son is given. If you are given something, you must receive it before it's yours. So I can offer you a gift, but until you receive it, it is still mine. If you do not receive Christ, he is not yours. He's not yours. Christ is our gift. You say, "Tara, wait a minute. Your candle is love." Man, love is wrapped all over this message. Love is all over it. Don't miss the point of the story. Don't miss the point of the event. Open your gift. If you don't receive the gift, there is no mansion waiting for you. Just saying. If you do not receive the gift, there is no peace that surpasses understanding. There is no joy unspeakable. There is no love there is no hill to look to for whence your help comes from because you don't have it. Just saying. It's all in the gift. It's all wrapped in the blood of the Lamb. It's all because he loves you. We know the event, but we're still missing the point. If you don't have the gift, oh, you got something. But it is not eternal life with Jesus Christ. So, literally a few weeks ago, we have been praying for a family through some things that they were going to a while back. Well, while ministering to this family, we find out that they have our daughter who is homeless and pregnant and other things. So, in praying for this family, they mention that she is about ready to have this baby, and the baby is going into foster care. Would you like the baby? Rather it go into foster care? Or to us? How many of you know that in my mind, I was thinking, are you crazy? Do you not see the rows of kids? But how many of you know I opened my gift?
Yes, ma'am.
And when I opened that gift, there was provision in my box. There was love in my box. There was an extra room in my box. Jerry and I, we prayed about it. We prayed. We'd wake up, I say, Jerry, did the Lord talk to you? No, he hadn't said anything to me yet. Jerry said, has he talked to you? I said, he did tell me who ate those cookies. Just kidding. And one day Jerry said, look at Andrew, Aria, and Canaan. He said, have you seen them lately? He said, have you seen how they are thriving, A and B students? They sing in two languages. They're happy kids. And they've got a chance. All because of a rescue. For those of us who have received the box, we have been rescued. Isn't it only right that we rescue? Jerry said, why not give him a chance? So today, we would like to introduce you to Robinson number 7, Chord, as in a music chord, Calvary, the hill that Christ died on, Robinson. Jay, hand out. Yeah. There he is.
Say hi, everybody.
I just messed them up. But don't we love God by keeping his commandments? In James chapter 1, doesn't it say take care of widows and orphans? So we do. And we did. So this mother, so kind and so sweet, said to me, you are his mother now. Guys, she called us at 2 o'clock in the morning. Do you guys ever see I Love Lucy? Yep. 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm going into labor. Okay, thanks for telling me. She said, I need you here. Okay, I'll be there. Hung up the phone, went like this. Jerry, get up! He gets on one side of the bed. I'm getting off at the other. We smack each other. I'm putting on my jogging pants. Both legs are in one pant leg. Jerry's on my side of the closet saying, where's my clothes? We ran through a red light. And made it there in time to see the birth of our son. And we got to cut the cord. We cut the cord of cord. His mom announced to the whole room, all the doctors and the nurses, everyone in there, she announced, this is his mother. Why did she give him to us? Long story, not for you, but by law, she could not take that child. We got to meet her, talk with her, and she said, I mean, guys, it was like the Holy Spirit was with us as we met, wasn't it, babe?
Yes.
It was just amazing. She said, I know with you, he'd have a better life than going through foster care. So does this sound familiar? Did she give her son? Do you know of anybody else who gave their son? She gave us her son so that he can have a better life. God gave us his son so that we can have eternal life. That's the difference. It's in the box. The gift of Christ Jesus is in the box. You know the event. Don't miss the point. I can give you a gift, but are you going to open it? Are you going to open it today? Are you going to open the gift today? Because you got this gift 2,000 years ago. Some of you still ain't opened it. It's today the day you open this gift. Let it be today. I would like the counselors to come forward. If we have counselors, come forward. Listen to me. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. All wrapped in the blood of the Lamb. Would you open that box today? I'm going to ask my kiddos to come out. Come on out, kiddos. Do you guys know the song Wonderful, Wonderful Counselor? What's in your box? A wonderful counselor, a mighty God, an everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. It's all in the box. Would you take the gift? Would you receive him unto yourself? Don't miss the point today. While they sing, if you would like prayer, please come up, get your gift.